Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman. Really excited today to bring our next entrepreneurs on. It's Dana and Caleb Heron, co-founders of J-Hook Clothing. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's a real pleasure. Caleb, as we were talking before we came on air, you may qualify as one of our youngest entrepreneurs today. Definitely qualify as one of them, but perhaps the youngest. So tell us a little bit about your company and what it is that you guys do.
So we're just a company that is just about fishing shirts, and we want to make it a better place just by helping the environment, because we have water bottles in our shirts, and just with that in our shirts, it's supposed to help out.
So you're really innovative, because you're recycling water bottles and that's going into the fabric that is the final designs in your shirts. How did you come up with that idea? I know you're passionate about fishing. Is it you were just fishing one day and said,
yeah, I was fishing, and like we all thought together, like, we need to make something that we wear and it's comfortable and it's also helping the environment at the same time, because we're here to make a difference.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about how you went from, you know, casting that line one day to putting t-shirts and sweatshirts together.
Well, I was just, you know, one day I was thinking to myself, there's not really like anything I like to wear whenever I'm going out fishing. You're just going outside to do something. So I wanted to create something where you're helping the environment, and at the same time, you're wearing something great to go outside and fish or just go like hike a mountain or something.
Now, your apparel also has some sun protection factors associated with it, correct?
Yes, it does. So our fishing shirts have an SPF of 50. So we call them fishing shirts, but they're also great for, you know, if you're on the beach or just whatever you're doing outdoors. And then each one of our fishing shirts also contains 16 water bottles.
Wow. So are either you, or do you have a background in apparel manufacturing or sourcing? So tell us a little bit about how you went from, you know, seeing those bottles, wanting to make a difference, protecting the environment, to actually, you know, figuring out how to get it done.
Well, my grandparents and my parents have been in the business like industry for a while. They've always owned their own businesses, and I came to them and I said that I wanted to help out. I wanted to make a company where we help the environment, and I could have fishing shirts and sweatshirts and hats, and they helped me make it happen.
That's fantastic. I mean, really taking the idea and running with it, and I bet you're one of those most stylish guys out there fishing, that's for sure. So tell us about, and tell our audience, budding entrepreneurs out there, people that want to get into the business, tell us some of the challenges from when you first thought about this to actually not only getting product onto people's backs, but getting it out the door.
Yeah, it's a challenge just getting everything started, but once you get it rolling, it's great. The coronavirus was another one of our challenges. As soon as we started, we kind of got hit by the coronavirus, and it kind of slowed us down a bit, but we got the boat shows before we did that, but now the boat shows are closed. So, that's where we really excel.
We got our product out at events like that, like the International Boat Show and that kind of thing. But we've made some changes. We've been offering local delivery to, people on the South Shore. So that's been an added bonus, like for people that don't want to get out of their homes to shop, they can order online and we'll deliver.
That's fabulous. What's the furthest destination so far that you've shipped one of your shirts?
I think we've probably Florida or Texas.
Yeah.
Excellent. Where people are out in the sun 12
that's
months a year.
Right. Yes, know, they are.
I mean, people may be out in New England, but nobody thinks sunscreen in the wintertime, do they?
No.
So you currently have, as I saw, you have t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, some gaiters, obviously in the age of a virus. It's good to have face protection as well. What's next? Are you thinking about additional line extension? Are you thinking of, you know, certain niches that you want to serve beyond fishing? Because obviously, as you pointed out, it really applies to anybody outdoors.
Yes, it's kind of a slow go. We don't want to try to grow too big, too quick. So we focused on, right now we're focusing on our shirts. And one thing that we've added is we have featured local artists on our shirts. So for instance, this shirt right here, we took a local artist here in Duxbury and asked her if we could use her painting, and she said yes. And so we put it on the shirt. So we're planning to do that on other shirts in the future. We think that's a nice added feature to have it locally done. So.
Oh, nice. So partnering with local artists and, yeah, and people yeah. that have some cool designs.
Yeah.
Great. So where does your inspiration for your design come from? Who came up with the logo?
Well, we all kind of worked together on it, and we came up with something that's just fun and simple and really catches people's eyes.
Excellent. And who designs most of the product or the shirts? I know you said you have artists that contribute to designs, but yeah. I know there's a lot that goes into design beyond that, at the very least color and yes. cut and all those types of things. So who is that, a family affair as well?
It is a family affair. We all put together our ideas of what we think would look good, and we partner with the guys who help print our shirts for us, and also use local artists if we want to on certain things, but it's all stemmed from our ideas amongst our family. Yeah.
It sounds really neat. I bet you guys aren't sitting around the table talking about politics.
No.
You guys have a more exciting dinner table, I bet, talking about what the yeah. next shirt to launch yeah. is or the next product to come out. That's great. Yeah. Tell us about the idea of, I know that sunblock is not necessarily a new idea in apparel. It's been going on for some time, but for people that don't know about it, does it break down as you wash? Is there special care that your clothing needs, or is it just go right into the washing machine? And
you can wash it and dry it, and then it upholds its sun protection.
Oh, wow. And I would imagine you wouldn't want to dry it too much, because those great designs are going to eventually fade if you keep throwing them in the dryer. The dryers are worse than the washing machines, I think. Everyone always says use a gentle cycle to wash, but it's the dryer, I think, that does the damage.
Yeah, it is. But we wash and dry all of ours, and they hold up really well. When we designed the shirts, we wanted something that was really comfortable, as well as something that looks really good. So comfort was a big plus to us. We wanted to make sure that when you get the shirt, it's your favorite shirt and that you want to wear it all the time. So they do wash and dry really well and hold up.
So who are the design critics? Does Caleb grab a bunch of them and go to school and show his buddies, or do you tell based on, is there a little sister there that says that looks horrible? How do you guys test it? Mom?
Might be her.
Could be me. Yeah.
So you get the final say, you got the proverbial veto power over whether or not you like the designs?
Yes.
So tell us if you have an idea, and maybe you don't from the demographics when people order, but do you have a sense of who's ordering it? Is it men predominantly? Is it women? Is it teens, tweens? Is it all over the board?
I think it's a little mixed. I mean, we always get variation of different ages. We have adults, we have teens, we have kids, we have... Men and women.
That's fantastic. Well, it looks like your designs are dare I say very neutral, and you know, can apply to anybody. So all the clothing is fully unisex, if that's still a word that we use. Everybody can wear it, and it does look like great stuff. So what's next on the horizon? What are you working on, and without disclosing too many family secrets? I guess these are family secrets, but what's coming up next? Are you always working on new designs? Are you working on new concepts? What's on the horizon?
We also want to do stuff to also help the environment. One thing that we had been planning on doing that slowed us down a bit with coronavirus was beach cleanups. So we plan to, as soon as we can, organize a beach cleanup just to help with that.
Excellent. Is there a tie-in with any particular environmental groups or nonprofits, or is that something that you're looking to do, partner with?
Yeah,
it's something we want to do.
Excellent. So Caleb, given that we'll presume we were in school still, where do you find the time? How do you, is it tough as an entrepreneur, as a kid who would probably rather be fishing or whatever else activities other than, you know, working or working. But yeah, how do you find the time?
I'd love to be on the water. I mean, I just go to school. I get my work done. And as soon as I'm done with that, if I need help to go make a local delivery, I can go out and do it. It doesn't really seem like I'm really like compressed with schoolwork and everything.
And is all your apparel made locally, or I know it's probably screened locally, but is the actual raw t-shirts and blank clothing, is that made locally?
It's made in the USA, yes.
Made in the USA?
Yeah.
Fabulous. And an all USA product designed in New England and built and ready to go out on the water.
That's right.
Yeah.
Excellent. So tell our listeners if they want to get some great gear. We just missed the holidays, but there's always a holiday or a birthday or spring season coming up. The anglers in New England are ready to get out on the water, I'm sure. Tell us how people would get in touch with you. What's the best way to reach out to you? What's the best way to get your product?
So our website is jhookclothingco.com. You can go on there and order directly from the website. We also have social media accounts. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram under J-Hook Clothing.
Excellent. Our guests on Radio Entrepreneurs have been Dana and Caleb Heron, co-founders of J-Hook Clothing. And we wish you guys all the best. You'll have to come back when your showroom is expanded to a full city block.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. We'll be right back on Radio Entrepreneurs with another great story of entrepreneurship.